Okay, and we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show inside the Quicken Loan Studios. We have got an awesome program this evening as we have already had a ton of college football talk and previews, always giving you the very best that we've got. It is time now to head out to the SEC. We're going to visit with a very dear friend of our show. He is a columnist with SouthernPigskin.com, also the anchor for the new Southern Pigskin Radio Network. It is a regional network in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, and that is Buddy Martin, which means it is time to talk some SEC and, of course, his Florida Gators. Congratulations on the new gig, Buddy. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. I hope one of these days to be as big as you are. I don't know. You've been covering the whole Southwest for a long time, so I'm glad to be not quite at your level, but working toward that.
Oh, well, I'm so humbled, but I tell you, you are definitely definitive proof that you're like a fine wine. You just get better with time. I mean, my goodness, all the years you've been on my show, what, you've written 7 books on football, you've won an Emmy, life is good. Now you've got this regional radio show. This is so cool.
Just can't help myself. When it gets down to football in the South, I have to just keep on going. So we're excited about this year and naturally in the SEC and the ACC. Of course, there's an ACC team here close by, which I believe won a national championship last year, but most of our focus will be around the ACC, and of course a lot of it will be focused in Gainesville to see whether or not Will Muschamp can turn the fortunes around. Maybe not become this year's Auburn, but certainly better than what they did last year for sure after that miserable 4-8 season.
Well, that will certainly be one of our subjects and discussion points, but right now let's start things off talking about the SEC's dominance for the national championship. It ended last season, but the conference, Ken Buddy, still flex their mighty muscles as the number one conference in college football. Give us your view coming into the 2014 season, the strength of the SEC, because we opened our show tonight talking about the gap between the SEC and the Pac-12, how perhaps it has narrowed a bit.
Well, you know, there's no question that the other conferences are going to catch up with the SEC, maybe not that level, but nobody gets to stay on top for a long time. I mean, not past 7, 8, 10 years. There is evolution in everything, and I suspect there'll be, you know, Pac-12, Big 12. I don't know that the Big Ten has any chance of catching the ACC anytime soon, but no question about it, there are going to be better coaches around the country. But right now, you have to just be shocked and amazed at the success of this conference. And it's because of the athletes and the great coaches and the facilities and the money and now the power of their own network and the power they have with the dollars. And as we watch pro football and college football evolve now with the talk of payments and stipends, the richest conferences are going to do better. And certainly the richest conference is the SEC.
Well, you bring up an interesting point because you did post a pretty persuasive, a compelling article at SouthernPigskin.com about the new SEC. They don't play for manhood or Southern pride anymore. I mean, the landscape has really changed. It really is about, it's all about cash.
Yeah, and no matter what you say, you hate to equate it to that, but there's no doubt about it. There's such a large sum of money right now involved, and that not only have the athletic departments done quite well, but the administrations have benefited from it because many schools now are giving substantial dollars to the academic programs. In Florida, they gave $5 million the last couple of years. And so it's a win-win-win when you can take money from the athletic department and it helps support your university's academic program. It was always the other way around many places. Now it's the athletics which are help paying the bills for education, and that's certainly a good thing.
Well, if I may, I'll quote you from that particular article. You said that the economic model, it is genius. There are franchises mostly underwritten by state governments and funded by TV revenue. The workers, the players, they don't get a salary, and there is no free agency. Players can't change venues without a penalty.
That's correct, and I think we're seeing a little bit of softening in that now. I think that article was written about 2.5 months ago, and I think I said at that time that the Super 65, which was what I call it,
right,
were going to prevail and the SEC would lead the way. And that's kind of what we've seen happen. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. But, you know, with given the playoffs that we have this year, the enormous TV ratings, it's got to happen. Ironically, it's a double-edged sword because at the same time, while there's flourishing because of television, many of the universities, most all of them, are suffering at the gates, where they're not selling out a lot of their games. And there's the idea that you could buy a single game ticket to Florida football 5 years ago was totally foreign, and now there's all kinds of packages available for folks because there are so many people who rather sit home and watch on their HDTV. So that's changed things. The money's still going well. The donations are coming in, but the stadium experiences have not been as good. And consequently, while they're getting lots of money from TV, it is hurting the attendance. And you wonder if this is going to be a trend or if this is something we just have seen in recent years.
Okay, the columnist with SouthernPigskin.com, Buddy Martin, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Also, he's the anchor for the new Southern Pigskin Radio Network in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. I thought it was interesting, too, that you said, don't insult us by insisting on calling them student-athletes. They are students, and yes, they are athletes, but basically they are unpaid interns with free room and board.
No question about it. That's what it is. And you can slice it any way you want to. And you can say they get a free education. It's not really a free education. There's a lot of sweat and effort, and you're an athlete.
Oh yeah,
I remember. You play sports. you have to, it's work. I mean, you try. You know, you can't get a job, and you can't go take a full load academically, and be at your best training at the same time without something having to give. And it's a job. You may have to like your job, but hey, I like my job too here. Southern Pigskin, I'm sure you like your job at Yahoo Radio.
Yeah.
But I want to get paid. How about you?
Absolutely. Well, okay, college football, they are transitioning to the new four-team playoff this year. Some predict the SEC is positioned to potentially, Buddy, have two teams in this new format. You look at all the teams in the SEC, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia. Who would be the top two teams at the forefront of your mind?
Well, everybody wants to say that the SEC West is loaded and that they're going to get their opportunities first and that the best teams should go no matter what division they come from. But without question, up in Hoover, Alabama, at SEC Media Days, Alabama was picked to win it, and then there was everybody else. I actually did a poll of who would be the second team. People think beyond Alabama, if Alabama doesn't win it, who would it be? And oddly enough, the team that came out second in my little poll was not Auburn. It was not LSU. It was not South Carolina. It was not Florida, but South Carolina.
Interesting.
Was the team picked to most likely to win the SEC if Alabama didn't. So Steve Spurrier now, of course, has got his program going very well. He's really happy. He thinks he's got a great looking quarterback in Dylan Thompson, and of course a great running back in Davis. A lot of talk about South Carolina again. I'm sure that South Carolina is not quite ready to play at the level of Alabama, but at the SEC Media Days, as Spurrier said, the team with the best talent doesn't always win, and the guy who said amen in the background wasn't, in fact, Nick Saban.
Columnist with SouthernPigskin.com, Buddy Martin, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Buddy Martin right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.